I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Drake has no friends in the industry. None. He had to draw the line between my brothers and my enemies, a fact. Fair enough, Drake. I get it. If the music industry is anything like the comedy industry, I get it. We're all trapped, aren't we, in a massive hole full of shit, trying to clamber over each other to escape. And someone escapes. They've cleaned themselves up and suddenly are wearing a $3,000 suit and holding an award. And they wave down at you, don't they? And you think, how did you escape? Weren't you down with us a minute ago, scrubbing around in the shit? And then you realise they were never with you in the hole. All along, they knew the secret back exit from the shitty hole, because their daddy built the hole and told them about the secret back exit where you can just walk through. Have a nice hot shower to wash off the stench of all those shitty people you were forced to say hello to. And then suddenly, you're on a golden escalator, heading for the top. Oh, before you go, mate, can you wave down to all the people still in the shitty hole to encourage them and at the same time make them feel a million times worse that they're never going to escape? Hiya! See you later, losers! Bye! So the people in the shitty hole start slagging you off, of course. Oh, he was always going to escape. He knew about the secret exit from the start. And that's when you realise, or you should realise, shouldn't you? You're all in this shitty hole together. We're all in this together, literally. We're all not going to escape, probably. But if we work together, at least some of us will. We can hold some people up. Build bridges over the rivers of shite that fall upon us. We can help each other, care about each other, love each other. Or there is an alternative. As the likelihood is that we're going to be in this stinking shitty hole forever. Let's just fight. Let's start some beef. Let's spread some of this shit around. Let's 10 of us get together in like a clique. You know, we're up shit creek without a paddle. Let's create like a shit clique. It's better to be up shit clique than up shit creek. So with the 10 of us all together in shit clique. That's a perfect phrase, isn't it? With 10 of us in our shit clique, we can start trampling over everyone else, trying to kill everyone else. But then that doesn't work, as there's too many people. And in the process of trying to kill people in your shit clique, you too fall further backwards as other people start noticing you're in shit clique and you're a cunt. Especially when the person with the award starts lowering a microphone into the shitty hole for his new TV show. And you tell him, oh yeah, I remember you from the old days. You know, the great thing about this industry, you say in this interview, because you have to, is everyone's so supportive. Everyone cares about each other. Everyone helps each other. And you stare at each other with dead eyes as you both realise it's bullshit. The people watching know it's bullshit. And you think, why am I doing this? Surely there's another way. And someone says, well, yes, of course there's another way. Listen to Drake. You don't need to be in this industry shitty hole. Your brothers, your real brothers, are there, still up there, in the light, holding out a hand, like they always were, and they always will, because they're the only ones that truly love you. And that is the only thing that matters. Take their hands. Get out of this shit. Take their hands and never, ever let them go.